What happened after Cheltenham?
There was a shortage of house physician jobs, and as you probably know, at that time, this was shortly after the changes in medical registration, and people had to do 6 months as a house surgeon, 6 months as a house physician, with 6 months in obstetrics and gynaecology as an alternative to one or the other of those. And there was a great shortage of house physician jobs. But I'd been somewhat fortunate. We had got married and we were living, we got a little house in Cricklewood. And we used to go to church at the little church dedicated to St Andrew in Dollis Hill Lane. And that was next to the Catholic Hospital of St Andrew's, Dollis Hill. And it so happened that in that church, the chap who was the secretary, the hospital secretary, and his wife also worshipped, and we got to know both of them quite well. So when I was getting to the end of my time at Cheltenham, and I was beginning to look round for a house physician job, my wife mentioned this to the hospital secretary. And the hospital secretary said to my wife, "Well, we've got a house physician job coming up. I don't know, must have been in 6 weeks' time or something like that. Why doesn't your husband apply?" So I did. And I got shortlisted, and I was interviewed, and I got the job. So that was very nice, because it was only about a mile from where we were living. It was a job I needed, and indeed it was a job in which I was working for good chiefs who went out of their way to teach me. And I think I learnt a very great deal. I can even remember the salary I was paid. I was paid £150 for the 6 months. And we were living on that. It seems extraordinary, but we were living on £150 over 6 months. Surprising, really. But we did it.
Were you required to be a Catholic for that job?
No. I think I was the only...